The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Fund, Pesach at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Gittin Samasayin Amid Beis, we have a Mishnah Mishachse Kedaikis, and he directed that a get be given to his wife, so his sivri doesn't count. Now, this is obviously something that could unfortunately come up in Gittin. There was one famous story which I would like to discuss called the Get Mikliva, where many Gedali Sol got involved, where they questioned whether someone who was giving a get was sane enough to order the get be Gittin. There's already an earlier discussion. I mean, there are many early discussions, but right over here in the Matcha, in the beginning of Misha Achse, there's a discussion about a get me Wurzburg, where they were questioning whether the husband was sane enough to order the get me Gittin. The story with the get me cleaver was basically that this fellow who got married, he seemed to be doing disturbing things. On Shabbos, he ran away to a nearby village with all the money received as a dowry. After Shabbos, they found him, he returned. He claimed that he's being pursued, that he needs to run away for his life. He agreed on his way to, he was going through Holland to England, and this all happened in the late 1700s, and he stopped in a city called Cleva, village actually, and he agreed to give a get over there. Over there, the Rav of Cleva, who was Rav Yisrael Lipschitz, the son of the domestic Eliezer on Chulin, and the great-grandfather of the Tvaris Yisrael Mishnayis, who was his namesake. So he was Masada the Get. He spent 3 hours discussing with this new chassan various issues. He said he didn't find anything disturbing about him. He was Masada the Get. Later, the Rabbanim of Frankfurt under Rav Abish, they disqualified the Get, and they felt that it wasn't very likely that he was doing such extreme deeds that indicated that he wasn't of sound mind just such a short time before, and that he should have been in his full faculties in order to give a get such a short time afterwards. The defenders were saying that if the Ari Yisrael, Rav Yisrael Lipschitz, spent 3 hours with him and didn't notice any problems, even if he wasn't aware that there had been issues, but if he was sane enough to give to appear sane to Rav Yisrael Lipschitz, then there's no reason to question the get. Many of the Gedali Yisrael on the time got involved, the Shagas Aryeh, the Gra, and the Nadi Behuda was from the Rosh HaMatirim HaSaget. There are two svarim written at the time about it. Also the Maccabees HaMishnah got involved. Two svarim written on it were the Ar Yisrael from Rav Yisrael Lipschitz and Ar Yashar from one of the other Rabbanim involved. And those were defending the get. The Bezdin in Frankfurt apostle the get. There's a monumental work from Rav Moshe Mordechai Farbstein, the Chevron of Rosh Hashiva, called Mishpat HaHadas, where he discusses about the level of sanity that someone needs to have, well, not just sanity, but faculties in order to be able to give a get or to do other transactions, and he discusses many of these issues. It's interesting, just there were many side issues involved in the Machlekes. One of it is that the Bezdin Frankfurt were passed on the get, but they weren't grave aides in front of the Bali Dover. The people involved, both the giver of the get and the receiver of the get, didn't appear in front of the Bezdin Frankfurt. And there were issues of jurisdiction, whether others have a right to overrule the Bezdin Frankfurt, v'chule v'chule. The Kehila Frankfurt were very disturbed. Rav Gedali Yisrael came out for the get, and many of them were critical of the Bezdin Frankfurt. The Kehila Frankfurt decided that any Gedali Yisrael who were against the Bezdin Frankfurt and this Machlekes wouldn't be accepted as Rabbanim of Frankfurt, and they even took it even further and said that any descendants of the Nadi Behuda would be unacceptable as Rabbanim of Frankfurt. In the end, when they need a new Rav after Rav Avraham Abish was Nifta, so they were limited in their choices, they chose the Hafla. There are reports that supposedly the Hafla actually was on the side of the Matirim, but he, for whatever reason, didn't mefarsim his, he wasn't publicized his tshuva, and in the end he was chosen. Okay, but I want to discuss, this all took place in the late 1700s, I want to discuss some of the halakhic issues involved. Now, just before we begin, it's important to point out that sometimes we are discussing someone who's a shaita, that he's not, that his intellect, he's not able to use his intellect as a normal person. Sometimes we are talking about someone who is suffering from la'ilena, from mental illness, from psychosis. And these two categories, as Rav Rabstein constantly points out in the Sefer, there are certain similarities in Tzad HaShavas and Halachas, but they're not always equivalent, and we have to be careful when to compare them and when we need to distinguish between them. Now, we find in Gemara Shubas that Chofam Ad Aleph about Bashakya, that sometimes a Shaita, sometimes not, and this, we see in the Gemara over there that his, what he buys and sells, his mechira is a mechira, as long as it's done at the time that he is not a shaita. Now, the question is, the very big question, which was dealt with in the Get Mikliva and others, is if someone is showing signs of not full control of his capacity, of his faculties, and there is a reprieve, a lull in the symptoms, but he is not totally healed. Do we say in the in-between state that he's enough of control of his faculties to be able to order get be given in order to transact other kinyanim, other mechiris? Or perhaps if the illness, the mental illness is still lingering and remaining, even if he's basically in control of his faculties, perhaps we're concerned because he has an overall picture of a chayli nefesh. Now, we have a brisa that's in the Sefer Trumas and Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Chof Ches, and Yishalmi, both in Trumas and beginning of Trumas and Ovi and Gittin, that again that we have Itim Cholim, Itim Shaita, Kushu Cholim, Hari Kipech, Kipech Chol Dvarv, Kushu Shaita, Hari Kushaita Chol Dvarv, and this is both Lalach and the Rambam, Mechira, Per Chof Ches, Halacha He. Now, in Yishalmi, both over there in Trumas, in the beginning of Trumas, Parak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Bais in the beginning of our Parak, there's just, before we get to the main Yishalmi, there's just Yishalmi mentions what's Kordaikis. Says Rabbi Yaisi that there was a case in front of Rabbi Yaisi where there was a tarsi, a weaver, and he was in the state of Kordaikis, and when they would give him different colored threads, and he went on weaving his merry way and didn't pay attention to the fact that there was the wrong color mixed in, he says, this is Kordaikis. Okay, it goes on in the Yishalmi, and there's a discussion between Shmuel and Rish Lakish. There are different stories, different pshatim. Now, just before we get to our main pshat, according to the Gra, the Gra in his Biyar and Yishalmi Tumas, the whole discussion over there between Rish Lakish and Shmuel is only if he gave a tzivri to give a get at the time when he was in control of his faculties, and then he became a system in a situation where he was not in control of his faculties, and then when he returned to be a pikeach, does he need a new tzivri or not? That's according to the Gemara, the whole extent of the machlokes between Rish Lakish and Shmuel in the Yishalmi and Gittin. However, the Rashba and many of the Mefarshim and Lahalach advice can go with the Rashba, they understand that the machlokes between Shmuel and Rish Lakish in the Yishalmi is whether he needs to be entirely healed from his mental illness in order to give a get, or if as long as he's healed, and we wouldn't consider him, even if we don't consider him totally in full control of his faculties, but in order if we consider him basically shafui, that in the normal person we'd allow him to give a get, then that will be sufficiently healed in order to allow him to give a get. And in the Yishalmi, Shmuel is saying, v'tachlimeini v'achayeini, as long as he's healed, even if he's not totally better, he's able to give a get. Now, in the Shoyl, in the Tshuvas HaRashba, Chelek Dalet Siman Reish Aleph, he was medayik from the Lashon HaRama Hilchas Gershon. The Rama Hilchas Gershon, Perek Beis Halachi Zayin, says that someone married an Isha when he was Pekeach and he became a Cheresh, or certainly if he became a Shaita, Ine Meitzi La'olam Ad Sheyavri. Said the Shoyl in the Tshuvas HaRashba, when the Rama says Ad Sheyavri, it's Mashon Sheyavri Legamri, Leishon Neshav L'Shayz. Yavri means he has to be totally healed. Not that he's in a state of temporary retrieve from the full-blown mental illness, but the Shoyl in the Rashba said that he has to be totally healed. Said the Rashba, no. the Achlu Meshakesh, who says, even Meshakesh in the Yerushalmi, who says that he needs to be healed, he doesn't need to be totally healed or gamri, that we betuchim that he shouldn't be Yashav Chaloy Oid. It's enough to Achshav Shafi B'cholim, Afal Pishay Shoy Itim Shur Chazel L'chaylam. Now, it's just important to point out the way most Achayim are learning the Rashba, is saying two different Nekudas. One Nekuda is that we pass on like the Mekilim, like Shmuel Natan, like Rish Lakish, that he doesn't need, that the person who was suffering from Kadaikis doesn't need to be totally healed in order to be able to give a get. And secondly, even though according to Rish Lakish, he needs to be totally healed, total heal just means that he's not showing any symptoms now. Not that whatever is the cause of his illness is still lurking in the background. That, according to the Rashba, is not going to bother us, and this is Mitzvakech with the Shoyl. Now, it's just important to point out, as Rav Farbshan points out, that is very clear, no one has ever argued, and it's clear from the Gemara and by us in Gittin, Ayin, Omid, Beis, that everyone agrees that there's such a thing, that someone is a Shaita or a Kodaikis or whatever the illness is, and he's able to return to state of sanity or state of full control of his faculties, that he's able to give a get. The only question we're discussing is if there's a partial return in between. In the words of the Rashba, as long as he's not ma'abed mashanaisim loy, even though there's still chashas adayin siman cholyay nikarim begufash and leskafi legamri alekadam and chazik mecholyay, he says even so b'shas chelimaseh rei kipech lechol davar. And the Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ha'ezah Simukov Chafal Siv Gimel says like the Lashon of the Rashba, we can see there's a apparent Stephen Shulchan Aruch, but he says in some ways Megarish at that time it's a get, even cholim ba'alma, he's not shafi legamri, he's able to give a get. Now, the sheet of the Marik is also that if there's no Shimani Shaita, even leaning get the Chomer, if he's not Muchzek, that he's a Shaita, even though in the beginning he's an interpretation of Mikol Bakol, he was totally insane, says the Marik, if right now we wouldn't consider him a Shaita, he'd be able to give a get at the time. Now, going back to Get Mikliva, the Bess and the Frankfurt, they held that since he was running away, and they felt that his belief that he's being pursued by people and he needs to run his life to England, they believed that this was psychotic. But they said, the Rabbanim who apostled, they said that since he did earlier Maaseh Shtos, so that then we will say that even though he, at the time of the get, he wasn't doing the Maaseh Shtos, but this pachad, this fear, and this they felt was a psychotic fear, they believed that it wasn't on any basis in reality. Since this fear that was causing him to run away was still there, even though he wasn't doing deeds that caused other people to judge him as being not in control of his faculties, but since this fear remained in his heart, we don't consider him sane enough to give a get. And then the Nadi Bihuda, who's quoted in the Ayasha in Simulamid, he argued, and part of his basis is from Achuva of the Rashba, and he says, certainly in our case, he never did actually, if the Rashba says that someone who's actually a Shaita, and he's now well, we allow him to give a get, certainly someone who didn't do a Shaita, just he was doing things like run away on Shabbos with money and things like that, certainly if right now he appears to be in control of his faculties and sane, the Rashba would agree that at the moment he'd be able to give a get, so to say the get Mekusha, and Simon Yudalid, any who at that time he doesn't have the Shir Shtus that's mentioned in the Gemara, as long as, even if Indite is Flula Kolkach, his das, his faculties isn't totally clear, still, his maisim is kayim. The Get Mekusha says we judge him totally at that time. The Chalkas Yoiv has a different sheet. The Chalkas Yoiv in Eben Ha'isah Simchof, he says that even according to the Rashba, we only allow him to give a get if at the time he's in a state of getting better entirely. But if he has reprieves from his illness, and then it returns, it just fluctuates, then even according to the Rashba, when he has a lull in his symptoms, a lull in his mental illness, we're not going to allow him to give a get. Now, Rav Rabshan points out that, number one, the Chalkas Yoiv did not seem to have seen the entire Rashba inside, only as quoted, and he says that if you see the entire Tshuva inside, you'll see that the sheet of the Rashba is the way that Rav Ruba of Gedel Achreinim or Kulam perhaps hold, that the Rashba didn't require this distinction, that he's on his way to total recovery, but even if Le'elenu, he goes back and forth, if at the moment he gives the get, he's in control of his faculties, that will be enough, and that was definitely the position of the Mekilim in the Get Mekliva. Now, there's an appearance theory in the Tshuva, in the sheet of the Rambam, which I want to get to soon, but I just want to point out some of the shyness of Eliezer Katzenellenbergen in our Yasha Simon Yud, going back to Get Mekliva. He says that probably the Bezin and Kliva would check him Yafa Yafa, and at that time he was sane. And if you're going to argue that the Rav who was Masadet again didn't know about the instances in Mannheim that indicated that he was not totally sane, and it says Shlomo HaMelech began b'derech shasachal ha'elech li b'chasav ha'omel chol sachal hu. He says there's no way if someone is insane he could really hide it. Even if he wasn't aware of the history in the background, he is very skeptical whether it would have been possible for him to have hidden it from the Bezin. Now, some of the Paislim argued, this is Lashem Merivayel, Simenun Beis, he says that even if someone answered properly, he says, Kafta HaShaitan, Lepa'amim Meshivim Nechayna. At times, they could answer back properly. That is par for the course for Shaita. The Zilchan Yosef, he said like this, the Zilchan Yosef said that truly you need to check at the time of giving a get, if not only if he was chayisef of his shus, but if he's actually sharp. But he says, his level of sharpness he's requiring, he says that in this case, he says this chassan was able on his own to arrange a passport from the government, without anyone assisting him, he says that's certainly enough of a shofi, enough saying to even satisfy the requirements of Merivayel. He says the Merivayel is only talking about a case where he's not a pikech gomer, his daite is dal v'chalusha, v'shalim medabek ish tam. But if someone came across as totally sharp and able to arrange a passport, then the Merivayel would not have said that this is only a lull. Even the Merivayel would have allowed him to give a get. Now, one of the issues is the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, it has a lashon like this. This is the version in the Smag and in the Torah and in Shapsi Frankel Rambam. They bring many sources to this version. The Rambam says someone who's a shaitav, a shafui, like a nichba, when he shafui komais of kayomim, and this is about mechira, he bezerch lasim elecheirim, tshichem heidem lacha heit Hashem b'seif shvi yaseh v'tchile shtusei asa ma'asha asa. The Rambam is saying, or seems to be saying, that there's a state of that he's only in seif shvi yaseh t'chile shtusei, meaning that he's an in-between and a transitional state. And the way the Sma, the Shulchan Aruch Semer Yishalam et Heis, of Katan Nun Beis, says, and this an issue that bothers some Seifen, Ibn Ezer, and others, that the Shulchan Aruch seems to be Seif himself. And Hilchas Gittin, he seems to pass him like the Rashba, that as long as Bashar Husham, and Hilchas Mechira, he seems to be going like the Rambam, that an in-between state is not enough, he has to be totally healed. The Chassam Sefer actually is in the one I mentioned before, but especially in the Eben Hezeh, Chelik Beis Simon Beis, where he's bothered by the Stira. And the Chassam Sefer sheet is, in order to be Kaveya, that someone is Cholim, it's not sufficient that he doesn't do the Maise Shtus, but he has to actually be showing his Maisim that he is healed. Like, if someone was in a state where they were ripping their clothing, it's not enough that they stop ripping their clothing, but with, you know, that they're ceasing to rip their clothing, we have to actually see that he is taking care of his clothing. We see the actual opposite. The Chassam Sofer brings one of his rayos is from what we find by a Shar HaNagach, that it's an interesting raya. The Shar HaNagach, it's not enough that he, if he's a mu'ud to be nageach, it's not enough that he just stops being nageach, but he actually lets children play with him. And that's how we see that he lost his teva of being a nakhan. the Archolkim, the Shalosh Teshuvos. Now the Ksam Sefer has a lashon over there that that we have to just, you know, it's important to mention the Ksam Sefer has a lashon that he has to be healed Yom or Yomayim, but elsewhere the Ksam Sefer has a lashon even Chatzi Shah. The Temach Tzedek in Simkuf Nun Gimel says im Ovis Man Mava Lo Reinu by Simon Shtos. Even though Loi Reinu Eini Raya, he holds that, and if Yitachin, that just didn't happen, have to happen. If Yitachin Shaloi Nizdamin Loi Matzis Shestuse Yoisis by El Pail, he just didn't have a trigger. Still, the sheet of the Temach Tzedek is that that's called Cholim, and that would be enough to give a get. If Meshach Zaman Ravla also call my sisters, that's going to satisfy our requirements. That's the sheet of the Tzemach Tzedek. Now, one of the Achoinim, it is, I believe, it is the Get Mekusha. The Get Mekusha held that there's no seer between the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rambam just meant that if someone is in a situation of Lelene where he pierces back and forth between situations where he is and isn't in control of his faculties, so all that the Rambam means is that we have to make sure that he's clearly in control of his faculties, and we have to be afraid that he's in a back and forth. And even if we would test him, but if the maisa, the get, or the mechir was done shortly after, so we have to be concerned that our bidika was that was done earlier would no longer be controlling or valid at this time. But there's no machlekes that we look at him v'asher v'sham, that according to the Get Mekusha is the sheet of the Rambam. Now, big arichas in the Sefer Mishpatei Das and others, I just want to mention the Rav Rabstein at the end of his think discussion, he says in his Mishpatei Das that he feels very clearly that no one would argue that we don't care how someone is able to return to his faculties, even if this is through the help of psychopharmaceuticals, through modern medication. If Baruch Hashem he's able to be satisfying requirements that he's enough of control of his faculties, sane enough to order get be given, so then feels the Rav Rabstein that Lekuli Alma, this would be sufficient, and we would consider him healed for our L'chol Davar.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.